Thunder we'll hear now comes from the MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide, proudly supporting public radio and serving the community, on the web at MathWorks.com.
I'm Michael Goldfarb.
It's here and now.
Residents of the Indonesian island of Bali are continuing to deal with the aftermath of Saturday's car bomb that killed almost 200 and injured hundreds more at a popular Kuta Beach nightclub. A second explosion near a U.S. consular building in the nearby city of Denpasar caused no injuries. Writer-photographer Nick Burgoyne lives in Bali, and for the past 2 days he's been helping out at a local hospital. Hello, Nick. What are the latest events in Kuta?
The latest events were that last night all the foreign tourists were evacuated, and today I was at the hospital all day in Denpasar.
Now, what happens in a place like Denpasar when an event like this occurs? I mean, surely it's a bit much for the local medical staff. They can't have that many.
They have medical staff here. The hospitals are fairly well staffed, but they're dreadfully under-resourced. I arrived at the hospital yesterday about 8:30 in the morning. And I ended up being a surgical assistant, going around with these two doctors, translating and getting them supplies. Through the day yesterday, lots of Westerners turned up with medical supplies, saline drips and scalpels and burn cream. So
there weren't even enough scalpels in the hospital to actually take care of dealing with all of the wounded?
No, I ran around the hospital, went to several departments, eventually got to the emergency department and managed to bully them into giving me 4 scalpels with just scalpel blades. So the surgeon that I was working with, he had to operate with just the blades and no handles on the knife. So there weren't even enough scalpels, there weren't enough bandages, we had to do all the operations we did yesterday without any anesthetics.
And in the hospital, is it mostly tourists or were there many locals injured in the blast as well?
In terms of people injured, I would say that it was maybe 50-50. There are a lot of people, Indonesians, who work in the club and I think frequent the club. And a lot of hawkers, people who sell on the streets, stand outside. Little kids are always on the streets out there begging for money and that sort of thing. So it's a very broad spectrum of people who've been injured.
Just tell us a bit about the area. It's kind of like a youthful backpacking crowd, yes?
Yeah, I mean...
What I'm saying is it's not the high-end tourism where you're on some exclusive resort on a beautiful beach.
It's a lively jumping place full of nightclubs and discotheques and bars and restaurants and shops.
What is this likely to do to the local economy?
It's going to devastate the local economy. Bali is the jewel in the crown of Indonesia's tourist industry, and the tourists are going to stop coming.
Had there been any inkling that this kind of event might take place?
We have been concerned from time to time, but Bali is predominantly Hindu, and there's never been anything like this happened in Bali. The Balinese always say that we're safe.
Nick, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Michael.
Nick Burgoyne spoke to us from Kuta on the Indonesian island of Bali.
American officials have long warned that Indonesia would become a new base of operations for Al-Qaeda and groups sympathetic to Osama bin Laden. And American and Australian officials believe that the Bali bombing may be the work of Jamaah Islamiyah, an Islamic group whose members have trained in Al-Qaeda camps in Indonesia.